Hey.
Hello. You're right.
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm just sat here feeding my baby while we chat. So
Mama,
if
I'm
you
not gonna lie,
hear.
I'm very tired again. I've done
Oh.
another full-on event weekend, but I'll tell you all about it. Shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Hayley.
And we are your wedding planning experts.
Here to spill the tea on the inside of wedding planning and everything that goes with it.
Expect our honest opinions, the real juice on what happens on a wedding day,
With a few tips thrown in between.
and also just a chat between friends.
And of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
And
And
let's
let's
get
get
you
you
So yeah, but the tiredness has hit me. I don't normally do two full plan, like it's like unheard of. Like normally you'd do like a one full plan a month, and I've done two
Yeah.
in a row.
Blimey. I feel like we have this conversation a lot where you say I don't do back to
I
back
know.
weddings
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, not gonna do that.
and
But
you
it's just
do.
normally like doesn't even work out that you would get that many for, especially in April. But
I
they're both,
know,
yeah, both good bookings, but both called for me to be on site across 3 days. So yeah, I'm really feeling it now. I'm like,
yeah.
oh,
Yeah, I bet. It's like
tiredness.
constant, isn't it?
Yeah, and now it's like full on setting in for the wedding celebrations. My hen weekend is this weekend.
Yes, it's
I'm like,
exciting.
ah, I need to like probably chill a little bit so I'm not, just burning myself out basically. No. Well, I know where we're going, and I know where we're staying, and that's it. I imagine, obviously, so you're like, I think it's going to be quite low key because I'm quite a low key gal. I'm not a going out kind of. Well, no, I don't mind a bit of a party. I love a bit of karaoke, love a bit of dancing, but I'm not a drinker. So, yeah, I don't know. We shall see.
I mean, to be honest, the girls that have organised your head have done such a good job. I think you're gonna absolutely love it. So,
Oh, I
yeah,
love it.
I'm excited. I'm it's my first night. It's my first night away from Lily as well.
Love that. Mama night
Someone
out.
let loose.
Yeah, mom's on the loose. Love that.
Yeah,
How's your week been anyway?
week's been good. Also, still recovering really from last weekend's wedding. So, like, there's quite a lot of things to tidy up and sort out after a wedding. And I have got another wedding this weekend. It's a smaller one, much smaller than the one we did. So, just been planning again, like my stem counts, what I need to order in, organizing travel and things like that. So, sorts of bits. And obviously, just keeping little human alive.
In there, I know what you mean about the clear up though. I need my car from last weekend. There's still like confetti in there, still like their order services in there. Like, there's just so much stuff
Oh,
that doesn't need to
I
be in my car that
know, but
isn't my
you're
car.
so tired afterwards. You
I
kind of just want to,
know.
like, I'm just going to relax for a few days, kind of get waylaid, do other
I didn't
things, and then
even do
it's like,
that. I was like
oh,
straight back into it
well,
because I
yeah.
had this event again this weekend. So I was like really busy in the office again, sorting that out. So yeah,
Oh,
I'm really feeling
brilliant.
it today. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna
I
lie.
really can't believe that your wedding is coming up so fast.
I know. I
It's
actually get married in 2 weeks.
mental. It's
What the hell?
crazy. And
That is
then
insane.
obviously I can't. Did Martin have his stag do this weekend?
Yeah,
Yeah,
not
last
last
weekend.
weekend before.
Yeah, did he have a good time?
Yeah, he had a really good time. Yeah, enjoyed it. He was looking a bit ropey when he arrived home,
Oh,
so
was
shows that he obviously had a good time. But
he?
again, he's not like, they went to Wales, they were all camping, like that's the
Yeah.
kind of vibe that he does. And I was thinking about this the other day about how maybe hen parties are changing, and actually maybe the perception of hen parties has, it is still there of this perception of, and I will go into it more next week, and we'll kind of, I'll talk about like the struggles and stuff we had in terms of finding accommodation. I
Yeah.
think, people are getting married later, and people are not necessarily wanting like the, go out, get pissed, dick straws
I think, yeah,
kind of
that's the thing. A
vibe
lot of it is
anymore.
tailored towards that, though, isn't it? Like,
A
when you start
hugely,
looking, yeah, it's
massively.
hard not to do that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, we
So
all have
yeah.
willy whistles, but
Yeah. God, yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, so my week has been insane, as I said. Really good event this weekend. So it was a little bit different actually to what we normally do. So basically, they had hired, when they hired their house for the weekend, they'd hired this beautiful country house in Northamptonshire. And I'd say it was almost kind of like Airbnb vibes. So you could sleep 18 in the house. Then they had like another 15 that stayed locally in a pub down the road. I think what worked so well that they what they decided to do with me on board to bring in, you know, to plan the events that happened across the weekend, to book the supplier. Yeah, I did all that kind of stuff for them. And I was then there on site across the weekend to kind of oversee. But I think what worked so well and like the feedback that I got that they loved was that I, you know, when they arrived on the Friday, I'd taken in their food delivery shop. I'd put all their booze in the fridge. You know, we greeted them with a with trays of Prosecco.
Oh, wow, that's
You know,
amazing.
yeah. So they were then when they came in, they didn't have to worry about doing all those things, you know. And then on the day that they left, so yesterday, they literally had to just they had a lovely breakfast. They had a private chef the whole weekend. They had a lovely breakfast, and then they left. So we then did the full tidy down. We put the furniture back where it needed to be put back, plumped the cushions, because with an Airbnb, you have to leave it as you find it, don't you? So I think that
True.
they really liked that. Actually, I think sometimes you know, you think, oh, lovely, we're going to book an Airbnb and go away. But actually, sometimes the reality is, especially with a big country house like that, is it's not as easy as you think it's going to be. You actually have to do a lot of stuff still.
I was going to say, yeah, like especially with all the tidying up and things like that, and the packing away, that's definitely something as well. Like after your wedding or whatever, you don't want to be doing,
No, but
do
well,
you?
this was a
So,
birthday. So this was for a
oh, it was a
birthday. It was our
birthday,
50th
okay.
birthday. Yeah, which
Oh.
was it was so nice. It was quite different to what we normally do. But yeah, I do think if you're going to do that kind of event, like definitely think about getting in some sort of help. You know, and even things like the guests having to like pour their own drinks and stuff. I don't know. I'm just quite a hospitable person, and I don't know. I just feel a bit like, oh, they're having to go to the fridge and be like, oh, I need to make tea. Whereas actually, if you have a team on site to do all that kind of
They
stuff
do it
for
all
you,
for
like,
you.
great.
It's like
So
a
yeah,
little luxurious break, I suppose, as well, which is nice.
it was quite last minute though. We did the whole thing in like, I think it was like 6, 7 weeks I was working with
Oh,
them for. So quite last minute. There was a few like last minute changes. They decided to like change their glassware. There was a couple of like little last minute bits that we did. So yeah, it was quite busy last week. And people changing their plans, you know, they then couldn't make like the Friday dinner and, you know, things just so
I think as well, like with events and things like for birthdays, it's becoming more popular now. You don't like get a house and then get a few people together, and rather than because I know like I've been inquiring, so I'm going to be fit and I wanted to do like a woohoo. I wanted to do a party for my birthday, but trying to find a venue and things like that, and the amount of money you actually spend in the end, like if you were to hire like a like an Airbnb, a big house, and then say everybody that's coming, like if they're all friends or family, maybe pay a little bit towards it, or perhaps you just like pay the fee for the house and you have it for like a weekend
Yeah, you get the whole
and
weekend
you know
away.
get the help as well. You'd probably end up spending the same amount as you would
Same
if you
amount of
hire a
money.
dry hire like
Exactly.
pool or something. I don't know. It's quite a nice idea actually.
Yeah, it is. And I've heard quite a few people doing like more intimate weddings that way. So they hire a house that can sleep like 20 people, and then they might have a few extra guests come in, but
I like
actually,
that. I
you know,
like that
you keep it
idea.
small. Yeah, you're there for the whole weekend. So yeah, it was a really it was a good week. It was a good week.
Good.
So we're gonna go into now. We're gonna talk about what I'm doing in my final weeks of wedding planning, right?
Yes.
So I think I'm getting really lost now with the dates, but so it's 2 weeks to my legal. So I think it's about 6 weeks to our wedding day. It might be five. I'm trying not to count down too much. I don't understand the people that can do this, like
Yeah, I
count the
remember
days
you
and
saying that
stuff.
you don't like counting down right at
Yeah, like it freaks me out. I'm like, oh my God, that's really soon. So yeah, it's something
soon.
along those lines. Basically, we've got a month to go, essentially, because 22nd today, wedding day is on the 26th. So yeah, we've got just over a month to go. So the things I've been focusing on in the final kind of month run up, one of the things I think people forget about, and actually I nearly forgot about it, is I needed to make sure my engagement ring was resized, because I think a lot of people do what I did in that I bought those little things off Amazon that they're like little
Oh,
plastic
you yeah,
things.
that they go around the back and kind of make it bigger, don't they?
Yeah, make it
You know
smaller.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, smaller.
Yeah. So I've had that on for since I got engaged. So I actually need to get my ring resized, because when you sit your wedding ring under it, the plastic stops them sitting together. So it just doesn't look very good, basically. Okay. They don't sit right.
Your ring was like bespoke made, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So where are you planning on getting it resized? Because obviously, do the company you got it from do that? Or have you got to find somewhere else?
They do, but they're really far away and I didn't want to drive to take it.
No.
So actually, my friend had her ring bespoke made at a jeweller's actually near where we live. So I just went to him. And it only cost me like £35.
Oh my God, that's smaller. Really good.
Oh, I know.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
I'm having problems at the moment because since I've been obviously had a baby and everything, you like get water retention and stuff in your fingers. And I've had to take my wedding rings off and I haven't been wearing them for about, well, at least nine months.
Yeah.
And I've just managed to get it past the knuckle now. So we're getting slowly deflating.
We should do Hayley's ring progression.
A countdown to when it'll fit back on my finger.
She's lost 10th of a millimeter from her fingers. So that's a tick off the list. We're still trying to sort Martin's ring, honestly. So he had his wedding ring bespoke made by the guy we were talking about before, Compare the Diamond, Luke Good. And bless them, they are really, really good because they sent it. Martin told him the size that he wanted, sent it too small. The ring was too small, so to make it bigger. Sent it, put it up a size. Still too small. So we sent it back again. They were like, right, let us send you some actual, because they send you resizes at plastic ones, but he had gone in a shop and got measured, but obviously it was wrong. So they said, let us send you some actual metal sizes to see what size you are. So they sent them in the post. So we now need to send it back.
That's good of them, though. Yeah.
I know, right? I was like, bless them, I'm not sure. Also this week, I've had my hair extensions put in. Although I have not straightened them. I washed them last night. So my hair is getting there. I'm having it dyed again this week. So I had them put in about 3 weeks ago now. What I'd say about hair extensions is I had so many people that were like, oh, they make your head hurt.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Can't sleep for a couple of days. And I had a bit of that. I feel like you need to go and get them done properly because I have not had any of that. I mean, it's weird. It's, I wouldn't even say it's weird. I'm brushing it. Like,
no, the idea is that you don't feel them, isn't it? If you haven't done properly, they're meant to be like,
sort of
seamless and pain-free. I've never ever heard anyone say that. Yeah, I suppose it would
be. But I've had people say like their scalp was hurting and they couldn't sleep for like days. I was like, oh God. But
are yours bands or they bands?
They're like little beads.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So no, they're really good. I'm glad I've got this done. So I'm having it re-dyed again this week, ready for the hen do and the... And the Wales wedding, so that's exciting. I've sent all my final information to my caterer. So I sent them like how many people, dietary requirements, timings, all those bits and bobs. They generally ask for it kind of 6 weeks before. So your final invoice, you can get that paid off. Final invoices, they all start coming in about a month before. I ordered a pair of shoes for the evening. So I'll forget that, you know, I'm not a big believer in these like flip-flop bars. I think people now know that they're to bring their own flat shoes, but I want a trainers kind of thing, so I got like some canvassy trainers. So that's done. So anyway, I've decided to change my DJ. So that was a last minute change. So basically, like, you know, sometimes you just don't always take your own advice. And I think because I got everything booked quite early on and I was kind of like, it's fine. And I've just been so busy with work. I haven't really always thought things fully through for my own wedding.
Have you kind of like just sort of ticked it off and been like, yep, that's done, that's sorted. And then now you've got a little bit of time and you're maybe thinking about it more. You're like, not so happy with that.
Maybe I just start with I was just overthinking it, but basically our band provides a DJ, so I was like, okay, great, lovely. So I spoke to the band the other day and I was a bit like, oh, can I have a conversation with the DJ, because music's very important to us, and you know, one of my big things, the most music's one of the things at a wedding.
I agree.
What anyone cares about. And they were a bit like, oh well, you know, we almost basically, it's one of the band members that basically plays like a playlist, so you can either give us a playlist or we can tailor it, which I should know because that's how bands work, but I just hadn't thought it through. And I was a bit like, that's not really what I want to do. Obviously, my favorite DJ in the world is Mark, Blue Mark Entertainment, who is also your DJ. He did the DJing for the event I just did this weekend.
Okay,
absolutely
really?
Brilliant. Yeah, he's just so good. And he every time good. Someone says to me, I just want everybody on the dance floor, I'm like, book Mark, because he just knows. And he, Like I said to him this weekend, like, I've never seen a DJ that gets so into it. Like he loves it.
He loves
it. When
job,
he's DJing, he's into it. Yeah. So I rang him and I said, look, I don't know if I'm just panicking last minute, but this is the situation. And he was like, no, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. So now booked Mark. So Emma thankfully was available. So yeah, so that was probably my big change
of
the week.
Good that you've got him though.
And to start with, he was like, well, I'm on anyone's toes. And I was like, he was like, just find out if it's like definitely okay with the band. And then by the end of the call, he was like, no, I want to do your wedding. I want to do your wedding.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
I don't care. Bin them off. No. So yeah, we've got the band and then, and actually the band are happy because they're from Birmingham. So once they've finished their second set, they can then go off and then the DJ will carry on.
The band sort of like, do they spread in a certain like genre or like do they just do, what sort of songs are you thinking of having?
So we're having probably a bit more like your wedding-y kind of music, but they also do a bit of like R&B hip-hop-y kind of vibe.
That's cool.
That's kind of her vibe. So
I love a live band though.
Me
too. Such a love it.
And actually it's funny because I normally advise to finish on the band at the end of the night, but I just think with our kind of guests and the music we kind of like, we've actually decided to, because we want our kind of music at the end of the night, because you know the parents and stuff probably would have gone, they're probably not going to appreciate that kind of music, so we're like, you know, later on in the evening we can get away with it. So we're like, oh, we're going to do the last hour of like the music we like. Yeah
I love that.
So that's my week of planning.
It's been busy then. It's all going on.
There's still quite a bit on my, I'm getting a lot ticked off, which I love.
Yeah,
but there's also quite a few things there, so
lingering
around.
So I was talking to someone this week about speeches at weddings and things like that, and they'd been to a wedding and unfortunately the bride had lost someone close to them. They did like a, I don't want to say a tribute, but you know you would mention someone during the speeches, basically. And I just kind of was thinking, I wanted to get your opinion really on what you kind of think about that, because obviously sometimes I feel like when it's mentioned, it can kind of, I don't want to say lower the tone, but it kind of did. Like, you know, it's a
difficult one, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it's quite a depressing conversation for us to have, but I think it's an important one. And do you know what? You're so right, because we have had a couple of people write in and ask us about this, and I've seen it quite often on Facebook groups, is how do you commemorate people and do you do it on the day? So I would say, right, now I don't know if this is because I haven't necessarily lost anyone massively close to me. We had a lover that was like many, many years ago, but all of my grandparents had either, you know, I wasn't close to them or they passed away before, you know, when I was really little, so I wouldn't. But I just don't know if it's the right, I don't know, I think it's quite difficult. I don't know if it's the right time or place to do it, because I just think the reason I say that, if people want to do it, fine, and it's not me saying not to do it. Just, I've seen it so many times where people have, like you've just said then, brought it up in the speeches or had like an empty chair or, you know, had a little table with pictures like that. And actually, maybe the tape, maybe not so much the table, the pictures, but I think when there's like an empty chair or when it's brought up in the speeches, it makes people like really empty emotional. And I think
the
it
empty
can make
chair is quite.
Yeah, I think that's just a bit. Can be a bit morbid almost.
That's
and
it.
I almost see the couple kind of change, like, you know, they're so excited, it's such a big exciting happy day, and I think it doesn't mean that you can't remember these people, but at the same time it's like, I don't know, I think it depends on the situation and how raw it is. But
yeah, that's the thing, it depends how, if it's something that's like extremely, it's just happened like very very soon before your wedding, and then obviously I don't know whether it'd be right to sort of mention it, whereas if kind of like, if you just wanted to pop something in a speech or mention somebody just so that they, you know, obviously with big events in your life, if you've lost someone close to you, it's going to, especially a wedding, it's when it's going to bring up all of those feelings.
Yeah.
And I do feel like sometimes people can just go, I don't want to say over the top with it, but they can really dwell on it. And I know it must be incredibly sad and you kind of want to mention it, but I feel like things like the empty chair and, you know, it's not making you feel better. It's not bringing them back either. That's kind of people dealing with grief. I'm not at all suggesting that people should do that in any way other than what they thought was best. But I feel like if it's a happy occasion and it's better to maybe celebrate their life, so maybe just like mention something in a speech, just, you know, a raise a glass to like lost what loved ones or something, like, you know, it's an absent friend or absent family.
I do think if you're going to do it, you have to discuss it with the, so if the best man's going to do that about like maybe a friend they've lost, or a parent's going to do a speech and mention it, and even if it's the bride or the groom, you should be mentioning it to each other, because like personally I don't think that I would want that at my wedding, and I don't think the wedding day is the right place to do it. And actually I've seen some really nice like videos on TikTok and stuff where, and people, you know, suggesting it on Facebook groups, is where maybe you go to like the crematorium or something like the day before or the week before and kind of do something then instead of bringing it up on the wedding day. Because I just think from seeing like people's emotions in the past, I just think it's too much on the wedding day.
But it can bring up a lot of feelings, can't it? It can really sort of surface a lot of things.
Yeah, it can just... Yeah, do you want to feel like, you know, upset about... But again, I think it depends on the situation. If it's maybe like a parent that you've lost like 10 years ago, maybe it's not as raw as if you've lost somebody like 6 months ago. And I think you have to really like have the discussion and tailor it to...
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree that you should definitely discuss that. I think it's something that, yeah, you shouldn't just sort of plop it in.
Maybe some like pictures in the corner of like, you know, if your parents have passed away or grandparents at their wedding is quite nice.
Yeah, that's what we did. We had a little table, like a memory table of some framed photographs of like grandparents and people that couldn't be there, and we kind of just, that's how we did it, like that was how we commemorated it. And it was all photos of them at their wedding, so I thought that was nice. It's quite like a nod to them. And
I think keep it, I do think in the wedding industry,
I think
people just take things too far, right? And I've started seeing like this trend on TikTok where it's like this bride had walked down, and you know, each their own, if that's what she wanted to do, that's what she wanted to do, but she walked down the aisle with a white balloon because her dad had passed away.
Oh, right.
So it's almost like
the balloon, you know, was meant to be like her dad.
Yeah. So like almost a hint to, and I just think it's all that focus then on the guests and on your photos is that your dad has passed away. It's not the focus on, is you getting married to your other half? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's almost overshadowed it, hasn't it?
Yes. Everyone's going, oh my God, she's carrying a balloon. That's really sad. Like if I saw that, somebody walking down the aisle like that, I'd be like, oh my God, that's really sad. Whereas it's not a sad moment. It shouldn't be a sad moment.
No, it's a happy, like, it's a happy, really happy moment in your life. Like, I do get it. It will bring mixed emotions. Like I say, if you've lost someone close to you, like a parent, or obviously if they can't walk you down the aisle and that's what you've always imagined, then that must be really tough. But I feel like walking with a balloon and then filming it and putting it on TikTok as well. Like, I've got to just put that one out. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like you could maybe have walked down with like, you're like a friend or like something, made it happy, like,
yeah, or she walked down on her own technically anyway.
Just walk on your own, and just feel like
some people have like the little pictures and the mini frames tied around their bouquet.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
If she wanted almost a nod to the fact that you know, her dad was with her, like she would have known that, but not everybody else would have known that. And I feel like it kind of, it's either going to upset your guests or make them feel awkward, because guests that you think, what you've got to remember is it's not just you that's lost that person. Like if you're, you know, you've lost your dad, your mum's lost her husband, your sisters and brothers have lost their dad, you know, your uncle has lost his brother, so actually it turns it into quite a morbid thing. My personal opinion is keep it to like the day before. And also I've seen before, like, people that think, like parents that think it's okay to, like, you know, or an uncle or something that brings it up. It's a very Gavin and Stacey moment when, you know, they bring them up in the taxi on the way to the ceremony, like, you know, your dad would have been so proud of you. And you're like, I just think it's the wrong timing. And the empty chair thing makes, when I'm at a wedding,
it makes you shiver, doesn't it? It does. Yeah. It sends shivers down.
So I'm like, geez, and I don't even know this person, but a lot of your guests probably do.
Yeah, exactly. We had one of our questions from a listener was, should they do something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue? So I just wanted to quickly bring it up because we lost my nan quite a few years, but was I tied like the something old and everything in with things from her. So I had like, I wore one of her wedding rings. Yeah. My dad had one, so like a hanky that she'd given me when I was a little girl. It had like blue on it. So he had that. And then that's how we kind of like, I tied that in with it.
So you can
do like, we say, like you say, like pictures that you can tie around your bouquet and things like that. Yeah. But like I've seen it on wedding days before where like the bridesmaids have bought the bride like a little picture and given it to her on the day, and then there's like lots of tears and it becomes quite emotional. I think if I was going to do that for a friend, I'd probably give it to them, probably not on the day.
No, I think I'd before the wedding.
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks before, and she'd be like, I've done this for you, and like, exactly. Like privately, just so, because on the day there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like it can be too much, too many tears, and you want it to keep it like happy day of celebrating,
light,
you know.
Day. Yeah, exactly. We had a wedding back last summer, and actually it was really sad actually, because it was the bride's brother had passed away, but it was also her maid of honor's other half and his dad. And actually because when they came up the day before to set up, the little girl mentioned him. They had a picture of him up on like a, you know, a memory table. And she said, oh, that's my daddy. He's in heaven kind of thing. And we were like, oh my gosh, really sad. Gosh, and he'd been really ill and stuff. And yeah, it was really, really sad. But actually on the day, and I thought, oh my God, this is going to be really sad because he's going to be brought up like in the speech and stuff, because obviously his, you know, the groom was really close to him, the bride, obviously it was her brother, and then the best man, it was his best friend too, but they actually didn't mention him. And I thought that was really nice because I think it was such a raw situation. They obviously knew that, and they wanted to keep it a fun day. They had his picture in the corner. That was all that they needed. So, yeah, I think depending on your situation, have a think about it, have a chat about it together and decide from there.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm on the same page as you there with that one.
Yeah. Should we go to the listeners' questions?
Yeah, let's do it. Also, can I just say, my child is making lots of noise. We're trying to like, this is real life, people.
This is, but also we're having a lot of tech problems at the moment. Yeah. We're getting it sorted. Hayley's had some problems with her laptop. We're going to be getting it back next week, so we actually can then edit Lily out. But at the minute, the system that we're having to use, we can't. So apologies.
This is what working mums look like.
Working mums. Cool. Okay, so first up we've got, I'm unsure when to do confetti. Originally I'd thought to walk back down the aisle with guests clapping, then do a confetti shot shortly afterwards with guests in two lines. But I've also been recommended to do it as they walk back down the aisle, as we walk back down the aisle. My thoughts are that if they collect confetti while signing the register, it'll be distracting as we are having a violinist perform a solo. It will also be a bit of a rush to get everyone to collect along the aisle, and ultimately ruin the flow leaving after you've been pronounced married. Okay, so I have some thoughts on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like a big one for you, because this is like, I feel like this is like something you do so often.
It is, yes. I'm always a stipler for the confetti shot. So I always advise, but I do think it depends where you are. So for example, if you're in a church, it may be that they don't let you throw confetti inside and you have to do it outside. Okay, so what we do in that case is everybody stands up, the bride and groom exit, they stand to one side, we get all the guests outside into two lines while we're handing out confetti at the door, then you walk back down. But if you're at a venue that allow you to do it in the aisle, I always recommend to do it. Now, I completely disagree about it being distracting. You've got a violinist, they're going to be background music anyway. People are not going to be sitting there listening to your violinist. Yeah, they're going to be chatting.
Can you stop with the confetti? I'm just really enjoying this piece.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the strings. People won't sit and watch. It's background. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Lovely choice, but it's beautiful background music, essentially. People are going to be chatting.
And I think people forget as well, it's actually, the strings are quite loud. Like, they're not quiet, so I don't think you're going to distract people away from them.
No, you're really not. And also, the confetti, you then take, your coordinator should take that around, or like a bridesmaid or something, can take it around to people. They're not going to all be getting up to get the confetti. In that situation, I'd advise just to do a big basket with it all in, people grab a handful, or you can do the little packets of it on each chair, and then people have already got it anyway.
Yeah, I quite like that. I don't know how much they quite put in those.
Yeah, there's not much. I'm not a fan of the packets, I'm not going to lie. There's not a lot in them. You leave loads of rubbish laid around. It takes a long time to put them in. But yeah, either way, I would do it. I just think it's weird. I just think as well with the confetti shot is that the whole idea of it is to celebrate, you know, you've just got married. So if you then walk down the aisle and then go again, get people into two lines again, it just kind of like it defeats the object. If you just do both at the same time, that is the whole idea of it, is they're celebrating, you know, you've just got married, congratulations. And especially if your ceremony's outside, definitely do it when you're walking down the aisle. I think it's the best way. You get your exit photo and your confetti photo at the same time. It just makes sense and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think when we got married, So we did our vows, obviously said I do and everything, walked out. We went quickly down to the camper van, had a few photos, had a glass of Prosecco. Everybody got ready, lined up on the steps. We came back through, did a confetti shot on the way out. So we got a group shot of everybody in it and we got a confetti shot. And it was all like done in one go.
Exactly. So you can do that. Really good. You don't even need to necessarily do two lines of people. You can just do a big group shot, like say like your venue at the steps. Yeah. If everybody stands on the steps, you do, and then do everybody just throw the confetti in the air. You can do it that way as well. There's a couple of ways of doing it really. But yeah, I would just say try and get out of the way, because honestly, getting people back into two lines again is not an easy process.
No, they don't. And be like, oh, I'll just say do this and everyone will follow and do it. But they really don't.
I would say personally, do it when you're walking down the aisle. Yeah. Don't worry about the violinist being distracted or whatever. Cool.
I agree.
So next question we've got was the one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. So should I do something old, something blue, something borrowed? No, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
I think, it's nice. It's a nice traditional thing. And like, I think we spoke about it before, like all the different ways that you can kind of incorporate into your day. And like we said, like if you want to commemorate someone, I think that's a nice way of like getting in there and maybe, you know, things like that. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can kind of interpret it as well. Like you can kind of take you can get more of a modern take if you wanted to. You don't have to use stuff from, you know, like your grandparents or something like that. But I like it, to be honest with you. I quite like that.
I'm a little different.
You know, you're not doing it?
What does it even mean?
I think you should go and spend loads of money on extra stuff.
Like,
but
I'm like, it's just another thing to think about. Like,
get your bridesmaids to get it for you.
Like, do I have something old? I don't know, maybe. Like, my bridesmaids, they're old. Something new, my dress is new. Something borrowed, probably not. Something blue, no, because it's not my colour scheme. But I just think, what does it even mean? Like,
what's it going to bring? I get what you're saying.
It's not something I'm bothered about.
Divided opinion here.
Yeah, everyone's different, I suppose. If you want to do it, do it. If the fact that you're asking, should I do it?
You obviously don't
care about it.
Don't want it. Well, that's true.
I wanted to do it.
Exactly. I did.
Lovely.
If you're questioning it, then you're obviously not too fussed.
No,
so.
Should I? No. Do you want to? If you want
don't
to,
don't go out of your way.
No, you don't have to do it. Like, you're not going to freaking burn and die if you don't do it.
You're married,
not gonna get divorced the next day. I mean, I'm legally, when we legally get married in 2 weeks' time, we're going to see each other on the morning of the wedding. Like, this. So I just think, breaking
traditions, man.
Breaking traditions. So, no, I won't be doing it. I had all those things, like, something new, you're always going to have something new. You might have something borrowed. I don't think I do. No, don't think I do. I have lots of new things. Don't have something blue. I don't know. I like you say, don't go out of your way for it. Some people nowadays, don't they, have like a blue, blue.
Yeah, and the sixpence.
Blue disc.
In the shoe and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then a sixpence, which is then your old. So it covers, and your shoes are new. So it covers old, blue and new. So you might have that if you are bothered about doing it. Yeah. Also, sometimes if you ask your seamstress, they will sew like a little bit of blue ribbon into your dress. That is then your blue. Yeah. If you want to do it. There's some tips to make it a bit easier. Oh, I tell you what, something old. My engagement ring is now old.
Oh, dear.
Technically, it's borrowed because it was bought for me. Is it borrowed? No, I suppose not. I don't know.
No, you're not giving it back. At least I hope you know. It's a bit
no,
late now.
Exactly. Delay now. Cool. Oh, well, that's us for today.
Yeah, we hope we've answered your questions and we hope you've enjoyed the episode. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Hopefully we'll be back to normal next week. Cool. Perfect. Well, make sure you follow us on Instagram. It's at Let's Get You Web Podcast. TikTok is also at Let's Get You Web Podcast. Now listen to your questions. Let's Get You Web Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, send them in.
Perfect.
We love to hear from you.
We do. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.